I want us this morning to consider some of the most popular forms of spiritual intimidation. Ways that we take the Christian faith and add man-made religion to it and mess it up. Now here's way number one he mentions is legalism. In verse 16 and 17, he says, "Don't let people judge you about Sabbaths and new moons and festivals." Obviously, there were some people in Colossae who were wanting to take the law of Moses and add it to the Christian faith to make you more spiritual. Now, Paul calls these rituals a shadow of things that were to come. The substance was always Christ. By the way, you've heard it said that Christianity is built on the foundation of Judaism. Paul says you got it backwards. Christ was always the foundation. He was always the substance. The Jewish faith was the shadow. Now, does Paul have a problem with obeying the commands of God? Of course not. Legalism is not insisting that we obey God's commands. Legalism is insisting that we obey commands God never made in the first place. And when you do that, when you add man-made rules to the Christian faith, you turn Christianity into just another worldly religion. When you start measuring how spiritual I am by rules God never gave me to keep, then you perverted the Christian faith. Let me tell you some problems with legalism. Number one, who gets to make those rules? Who gets to decide which rules get added? I've told you before, one of my heroes is Dwight L. Moody, great evangelist in Chicago in the 19th century. His hero was Charles Haddon Spurgeon, the famous London preacher. And he got to go one time on a trip to London, so he wrote ahead, could he please come by and meet Mr. Spurgeon? Now, Moody was a short, kind of squatty little fella. Spurgeon was a tall, dignified Englishman. He came to Spurgeon's home one night for dinner, knocked on the door, and Spurgeon answered the door, and he had a big cigar in his mouth. And Moody was crestfallen. His hero smoking a cigar. Everybody knows Christians shouldn't smoke cigars. And the first words out of his mouth were, "How can you, a man of God, smoke something like that?" Spurgeon took the cigar out of his mouth and said, "Same way you, a man of God, could be that fat." Now, I don't know if that was a very nice reply, but it certainly made the point, who gets to make the rules? Let me tell you another problem with legalism. You can keep externals and still be a phony. You can swear off cigars and still be full of wickedness. But the biggest problem with legalism is they say you need Christ plus you need all this extra stuff. After you've done all the more, you still don't feel like you've done enough. Legalism will never make you feel secure with God, ever. Now some of you have been there, haven't you? Some of you have tried to mix legalism and Christianity, and it didn't feel good. It felt like bondage. And you'll be the first one to say that more is really less. You don't improve Christianity by mixing legalism with it.